In Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, we have the testimony of a godly man from the lips of Almighty God. And the Word of God declares, "For I know him, Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." Thank you. You may be seated. There are three things I want you to consider from this text this morning. First of all, we see that Almighty God declares that Abraham led his home by example. If you are a father here this morning wondering, what does God expect of me? How am I to be a spiritual leader in my home and amongst my family? We see first and foremost from the pages of God's Word that God desires fathers to lead their home by example. The Bible says, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord." Now some might step back and say, "Wait a second, I don't read Abraham leading his home by example. I read that Abraham commanded his children through exhortation." But we must understand that Abraham was not a hypocritical tyrant in his home continually shouting out commands, verbal commands that all must obey without question. Abraham commanded his children and his household first and foremost through his life, by his example. And so must we. We must understand this morning that the strongest command that one can give in his household is not through one's lips, but through one's life. A parent can command their children until the cows come home, until you are red in the face as this barn. But until your life backs up your lips, it all amounts to nothing. And I can remember as a child running around with one of my favorite friends, Jamal, that I've known since second grade, and we would run through the apartment complex playing sports and getting into trouble one with another. And I can recall to this day meeting his dad outside of his door, smoking a cigarette and looking at us straight in the eyes and saying, "Boys, I better never catch you smoking a cigarette." And to this day, I can remember as a third grade boy how empty his message was to my ear. Why? Because life speaks louder than words. Your life speaks louder than your words, and nothing preaches better than the act. Here he is, puffing a cigarette, blowing smoke in our faces, looking at us sternly and saying, "I better not catch you smoking." And yet, what is he doing? What is he displaying before our eyes? Nothing preaches better than the act. And the Spirit of God is pleased to record these words for us in Genesis chapter 18 to teach us that Abraham led his home by example. And there are two primary accounts that show this truth really in a great and mighty way. Number one, in Genesis chapter 12, if you would turn back to Genesis chapter number 12, verses 1 through 4. We have the account of Abraham's call. And this is truly a remarkable thing as we consider the example Abraham had upon his household, upon his home. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went on with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And so the first example that we see Abraham giving us of being an example to his home is the example that he displayed to his wife, to his bride, Sarah, who was Sarai. God told Abraham to pack up and to get out of his father's house unto a land that God would show him. And Abraham, without question, Abraham, without doubt, Abraham, without delay, obeyed the voice of the Lord. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Consider that for a moment. Here's Abraham. God tells him, pack up your bag, Abraham, and go. Well, God, where am I going? What am I supposed to tell my wife? How are we supposed to pack? What clothes are we supposed to pack? What's the weather going to be like? Abraham obeyed, and what a tremendous testimony that this would be to his bride, to his wife. So we see from the pages of Scripture that Abraham was a man of faith. And as a man of faith, he was an example to his wife. But not only was Abraham an example to his wife, he was an example to his children. In Genesis chapter 22, in verses 1 through 3, we see that wonderful testimony that you are very familiar with Abraham and his son, Isaac. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 3. The Bible says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt or test Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, the promised son, Isaac, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of the young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Abraham submitted himself to the word of God. Abraham submitted himself to the will of God, not understanding everything that was going to happen. Abraham, nevertheless, obeyed God, and what a godly testimony this would be to his family. To obey without question, without doubt, to obey without delay. If God says it, we are going to do it. And these accounts in Scriptures declare loudly that Abraham's heart was wholly given to the Lord. His one desire in life was to please God and to walk in a way that was pleasing in his sight. His wife and his children, if asked, does Abraham follow God? Is he a man of God? And does he seek the face of God on a daily basis? Could answer, yes. And they knew this, not merely because he declared it with his lips, but he lived it out in his life. He led his home by example. And men, fathers, so should we. Listen, fathers, I need to declare, though I may be stepping on some toes this morning, what is important in your life will be important in the life of your children. If God and the things of God are a priority in your life, they will be a priority in your children's life. If sports, recreation, television, money consume most of your time, guess what? Don't be surprised if they consume the time of your children. If Sunday morning you wake up and the children wonder, are we going to church today or not, Dad? If church is an optional thing and the house of God is, well, if I feel like it or if I don't feel like it, don't be surprised when they're out of the home, they don't place a priority on the house of God. J.C. Ryle says, the parents who try to train without setting a good example is building up with one hand and pulling down with the other. And so see from the testimony of Abraham that he led his home first and foremost by example. This is so, so, so important. We live in a day and age in our Christian culture that talks a lot. And we talk a lot about spiritual things. And we put on a good outward act. We put on the mask of hypocrisy. But guess what? Those who are nearest and dearest to us see the truth. And we can hide things from the pastor, we can hide things from other church members, but we cannot hide things from those near us in our home. That's why David proclaims, I will walk in my own house with integrity of heart, with purity of heart, because those who see us most see the sincerity of where we are at in our life. Abraham led his home, number one, by example. See also that Abraham led his home by educating. Verse 19 of Genesis 18. The Bible says, For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. Now some of you immediately think of education as in mathematics and science. But I'm not speaking of that education. I'm speaking about Abraham leading his home by educating his children in the ways of God. Abraham led his home by teaching his children who God was. For I know him, look at the words, that he will command his children. Notice where the duty is. The responsibility belonged to who? Abraham. I know him that he will command his children. Not his wife, not his hired servants, not the wisest man in the community, but the responsibility and the duty to educate the children in the ways of God was given to Abraham. And while this truth has almost perished in our day and age, I must declare to you today, fathers, God has appointed you to be the main discipler in your home. No amens on that. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up. You, fathers, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Fathers, you are God's mouthpiece in the home. You must teach the truths of scriptures diligently, day in and day out, without question. And this is the way of God's blessing. And to further convince you of this, look at Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Deuteronomy 6. So vital, so important. And this is a message that has grown so quiet in our day and age. But I am persuaded by God's holy word that this is God's way and we should adhere to it. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And God gives the instructions to Moses to give to Israel. And how is it that Israel is to stay a nation? How is it that they are to stay as one to see the Messiah come eventually? Well, here it is. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and all his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Did you catch it? Verse 6 and 7. And these words, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. These words shall be in thine heart. And after that, thou shalt teach them unto thy children. Fathers, you are to walk with God. You are to know the truths of Scripture. You are to set the example first, and then out of that, you are to train your children in the ways of the Lord. Well, one of the reasons for our spiritual decline today goes back to the fact that fathers have neglected their responsibility to teach their children about Christ and His Word. They have pushed it upon the wife. They have pushed it upon the pastor of a church. They have pushed it upon the youth pastor, the children's workers. They've pushed it even upon Christian school teachers. And we wonder why children, when they graduate high school, flee from the church. It's because fathers have not obeyed the Scriptures. We cannot substitute the ways of God. And a pastor is a great blessing. A youth pastor is a great blessing. A Christian school teacher is a great blessing. But that does not take your responsibility from you. They are only a help to lead them in the ways of righteousness. But we have grown lazy and lax. And we've casted ourselves upon them, saying, okay, here they are, fix them. But we must see from Scripture this plain truth from the life of Abraham and from the words of God through His servant Moses that fathers, we are to be the main disciplers in the home. He will command His children and His household after Him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. This is God's way of blessing. So let me give you some application. Some of you think, well, how can I do this? How can I command my children in the ways of the Lord? Again, you must first do it by example. Children will see through any pretense, any hypocrisy. You must live Christ before them. But you also must educate them in the ways of the Lord. And as we read in Deuteronomy 6, that you're to do it diligently, and you're to do it all the time. When thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Now this is all the time. Walking and you're driving in the car and you see a sunset. And you behold the sunset, the beauty of the Lord. And you say, children, look at this wonderful sunset. Who made it? God did. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. It's an opportunity for you fathers to point them to the Lord. Now, don't be a Pharisee. That's not what the Scripture is telling us. Where you continue to harp and harp and harp. You do it in love. You do it in grace. You do it in sincerity and in truth. But you do it, nevertheless, at all times. And there's a situation arises, maybe at school, maybe in the neighborhood, maybe with one of their siblings. And you can sit them down on your lap and say, children, listen. The Bible says, be ye kind one to another. Be tender-hearted, forgiving, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. It's an opportunity to point them to the Lord. Fathers, do you do this? Speak to your children constantly about the goodness of the Lord. Pray with them before a meal. Pray with them before they go to bed. Open up the Scriptures and teach them. As they become teenagers, as they are flooded with questions about life and eternity, about sexuality and a thousand different things, you have opportunity to teach them what the Word of God says. And let your children know that you are available at any time for anything, fathers. Do they know that? Are you approachable? Be approachable. They're looking to you. They want answers, and you need to give them the answers from God's holy Word. And this will take us throwing our TVs out the window, perhaps. You only have so much time with your children. Life is a vapor. How much more? 18 years. 19 years. 20 years. 21, 22. We only have so much time to impact our children in the ways of God. And perhaps, as our covenant says, you set up a family altar. A time of daily devotions where you lead your family to the throne of God. And you worship together. You sing a song or two. You have a Bible verse that you're memorizing. Or perhaps you go through a chapter in the Word of God. This is so important. In England, in years past, when pastors would keep fathers accountable in their churches, For those fathers not practicing daily devotions with their family, do you know what would happen? They would undergo spiritual discipline in the church because they thought that they were neglecting one of their most important duties. Now you say, well, that's strict. But if we look at the Word of God, what does it say? So, so important. And we can look at this world, we can turn on the news, and we can read the Christian magazines, and we can wonder why. Fathers, see Abraham leading his home by example. See Abraham leading his home by educating his children. So must we. Thirdly, Abraham led his home by enduring. By enduring. As we zoom out from this text in Genesis, from this one verse, and we look at the entirety of Abraham's life, we find that Abraham was a man of endurance. He was persistent in leading his home by example and by educating his children in the ways of the Lord. We see that Abraham, through the years, did not give up on his God-given responsibility. Listen, was Abraham perfect? No. Did Abraham fail? Yes. And how he persuaded his wife, Sarah, to tell the men, to tell Abimelech that she was his sister. And how Abraham feared man over God. And what happened to his son? Did the same thing. Abraham was not perfect. Abraham had his times of backslidings. Yet he endured. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Fathers, can I encourage you, lastly, this morning, to endure for the sake of Christ? You look back and you look back at your failures and you look back and you say, I wish I would have done things differently. I wish I would have been more serious about the Word of God. I wish I would have been more serious about teaching my children the Word of God. Well, you can't go back and fix things. But you can ask God for forgiveness. You can plead for mercy. And then you can go forward from here and endure. You can plead the blood of Jesus Christ. And if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we are to know, if we are to know the blessing of God in our home, listen, men, we must endure for the sake of Christ. We must endure, standing on the promises of God. As God declares in Romans chapter 4, that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was persuaded that what God promised, he, God, was able to perform. And we need to be like Abraham and stand on the promises of God's word. We must endure through God's grace and strength. We must endure through the difficulties that we have thrown our way in this life. We must endure through our own sins and failures. We must endure clinging to the Lord. We must endure leading by example and educating our children in the ways of truth. Fathers, can I encourage you today? Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know your labor in your home is not vain in the Lord. Men, fathers, can I encourage you? Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, and let all your things in your home be done with charity. Can I encourage you, fathers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might? Can I encourage you from the pages of Proverbs that a faithful man shall abound with blessings? Can I encourage you to have the voice of Joshua and declare, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In our day of spiritual decline, in our day of compromise, may you stand strong with your feet firm on the pages of God's word and in the gospel. Now we need to take an account and we need to step back and we need to ask from this text. It says that God knew Abraham. God could trust Abraham with being the father of the father of faith, the father of Israel. And we could ask ourselves this morning, what does God say about us? What could God say about us? And I know him, insert your name. I know him, And he will father in this way. What does God say about us? What do others say about us? Listen, fathers, I don't want to presume, but this Father's Day may be our last on earth. If we are living in the light of God's word, life is a vapor. We should not boast ourselves of tomorrow. Death may swallow us today. And knowing that, if our funeral was next week, what would our children remember us as? What would they say? At the gathering of the funeral, what would be the main thing? Well, they loved trucks. They loved dirt bikes. They loved sports. He was just too busy in his job. Or, my dad loved the Lord. My dad loved the Word of God. My dad was always faithful to the church. Whenever the doors were open, we are leaving a testimony behind, men. A testimony for our kids to follow. And maybe you're here today and you say, it's too late for me. My children are in the world. I've messed up. Well, it's not too late for you to confess to the Lord and get things right with Him. And it's not too late for you to pray for their soul and to pray for their salvation. And you look at the Gospels and you see how many times a mother and a father came to the Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of their child. Lord, heal my child. Help them. Only you can do it. And so parents, it is your responsibility to pray for your children and then walk in a manner that is worthy even now. It says, when they are old, they shall not depart. Oh, so sure, maybe there's a season where things weren't done in a biblical manner, but don't doubt God. God can use your testimony from here on out. And perhaps you're here today and the only memory of your earthly father is a bad one. Maybe he was an alcoholic. Maybe he was abusive. And these days are hard for you because you're brought before all these memories. Let me point you to the perfect Heavenly Father. And let me tell you that our God is in heaven. And He is a good and gracious, loving, merciful Father. And though all you have known here upon earth has been despair and darkness when it comes to your home, but our God is pure and our God is just. He is full of long suffering. He is patient towards us. And He is willing and ready to receive you this day. If you will run to Him, confess your sinful condition, and cling to the only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible declares in John 3:16, for God the Father, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior. Is He your Savior this day? Can you declare that your sins are forgiven? Can you declare that you have hope in Christ, that you have the assurance of eternal life when you die? Oh, Father's Day here, this day on our calendar is a hard one, but I pray that it will be a blessed one, and it can be a blessed one if God truly is your Father. And if you approach Him through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, you must come to Him confessing your sinfulness. You must come to Him acknowledging that there's nothing you can do, that there's no merit, no goodness within inside you that persuades God to love you. Jesus Christ has done everything possible on the cross to make you His own. You must now receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Is God your Father, and are you His son or daughter? This message is for you this morning. And I pray, as you go forward this day, that you will know the relationship that you can have with God, our Father. And what a great Heavenly Father He is, Christians. And what a perfect example He has left to us. And we study His attributes, and we read of His faithfulness, of His love, His mercy, His goodness. And we see this is how we are to be as a father. We read of his forgiveness and his tender mercies. And how are we to act as our children, as God has acted towards us. And I pray that you will cling to the Lord and his faithfulness. And that you will desire in your home in the days to come to live out God before them. The Bible tells us about Abraham, that Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Abraham became the son of God, not because of what Abraham did, but because of who Abraham looked to. He looked to the coming Messiah. He looked to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. He casted himself upon the promises of God that one is coming, the Messiah, Jesus Christ the righteous, who would be the propitiation for his sins. And Abraham was justified, not by the works of the law, the Bible tells us, but through faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have our spiritual father, Abraham. And Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. And if you are a Christian, we can declare, I am one of them. And so are you. And we're to praise the Lord because God, through his servant Abraham, shows us also the way of salvation. On this Father's Day, I can declare to you that I am where I am, much because of my father. And my dad's a first generation Christian in my family. And my dad went through dark times. And I went through a great separation, a divorce as a young child. And I was in the world as many as you were, maybe perhaps still are. But I had a father who loved the Lord Jesus Christ. I had a father who was faithful to the things of God. I had a father who treasured God's house more than anything. And I can tell you, looking back at my life, it was my father who lived out Christ before my eyes each and every day. Waking up early, looking through the crack of his doorroom, he was on his knees and in the Word, crying out for the souls of his children, investing in spiritual things for his children. Do you not think that you are setting a testimony to little eyes that are seeing you? They're watching. And my dad lived out Christ. My dad's a great man of prayer. Loves the Lord. Perfect? No. But a just man. And so, fathers, I encourage you today, live out God, live out Christ, be like Abraham. Command your children first and foremost by example, then by educating them in the ways of the Lord, and then thirdly, endure. Endure unto the end. Press forward for the sake of the gospel. Would you join me in prayer?